He also fancied himself a rather good surgeon and a particularly good dentist. In fact, if you were a member of Peter the Great's court, you really tried to avoid mentioning to him whether or not you were sick, because he would surely bring out his tool bag and go to work on you. He especially liked to pull teeth. And in fact, a huge bag of teeth was left after his death. You can see it in a museum right now in St. Petersburg. The teeth pulled by Peter the Great, all numbered and marked as whose tooth it was. He was an orderly man, too. Most significantly, though, as a young man, he traveled to Europe in disguise, but nobody was fooled by his disguise. He's a 6-foot-7-inch tall Russian, after all, who spoke Dutch, but still with an accent. He went in order, above all, to learn a variety of techniques, industrial techniques, and skills for the purpose of making things. Earlier, he, in fact, already got the idea of sending Russians, young Russians, to Western Europe to learn technical skills, especially shipbuilding and navigation, which Russians knew nothing about. And when they'd return, he'd personally examine them to make sure they had really learned what they were supposed to learn. And by the way, with Peter, if you didn't learn what you were supposed to learn, you could be in big trouble before this big man. Himself, though, in 1697, this is the time when he's really now fully in control of the country, primarily, or at least ostensibly, with the goal of putting together a diplomatic coalition of Western powers to fight the Ottoman Empire, with whom Russia had constant conflicts and was constantly seeking to expand at the Ottoman Empire's expense. But really, primarily, his goal was to learn firsthand about the Europe he only knew from the foreign quarter and from foreigners. In fact, he did what no Russian czar ever had done before. And remember, this is a time when he's actually fully in power. His mother is dead, Sophia is long gone, Ivan V is now dead. He personally spent an extended period of time in the West. He spent, in fact, well over a year, 18 months in Western Europe, meeting other heads of state when he wasn't in his disguise, but also in disguise, dressed as his favorite, a simple ship's carpenter, in order to learn the needed crafts he felt his country needed. In many ways, you can probably see his relation to the West was above all about technique, about technology. He was little interested in European music, though it was a great time to hear European music when he traveled in the early, late 17th century, or art or literature. This was really not of great interest to him. Another interesting limitation, one might say, on his attraction to Western culture, rooted in his personality, was what might be described as a sort of remarkable personal crudeness about this man so determined to civilize his nation. He reveled in great noises, remembering pounding his drum in his little military regiments. Buffoonery, he loved practical jokes, horseplay of all sorts, and he drank prodigiously. He was a big man, it made it possible, and he insisted that everybody drink as much as he did. In fact, the most remarkable example of this was a rather bizarre institution known as the all-mad, all-jesting, all-drunken assembly. This was an institution made up of Peter's closest advisors, a mixture of foreigners and lower-class Russians he met in the foreign quarter, and some noblemen who affiliated to his purposes of westernizing Russia. This drunken assembly, and by the way, the word assembly in Russian here, sobor, is the word used for church councils. Note, that's important. This assembly, this sobor, this drunken assembly, performed elaborate mock rituals, most of them mock religious rituals. All the members of this assembly were given bizarre titles, such as prince priest or patriarch, obviously not the real patriarch, or Prince Caesar. Peter never took a high rank. He always was some minor rank, and he usually liked to continue to play the drums, of course. And these ceremonies, which involved, of course, a great deal of drinking, hence the all-drunken part of its title, and often farcical versions of religious ceremonies, sometimes lasted for days on end, occasionally included great parades through the streets, and Peter could usually be found just for good added bizarre quality of it, since these were mock religious rituals and everybody was dressed up as czar and as patriarch and the like. He would usually be wearing a Dutch sailor's suit, which he had from the time he traveled in the West, and of course, playing his drum.